You are listening to the band Cool Vein, and they're going to be at 8:30 tonight, along with a whole raft of wonderful people, Alice Stewart included, Kelly Shannon and the Swing Cats, and it's a benefit for Casa and Volca. And you can do that, and yet you can still take advantage of one of the other wonderful events coming tonight. Again, Jamie Ford, whom I interviewed earlier, is in Seaside. But if you're in Astoria, in addition to Tim Hurd's story at 260 10th at Peer Pressure Productions, at 7 o'clock at Lucy's Books, we have a wonderful book that is going to be featured by two of the three authors, and they're right here with me right now. So let me welcome Tomi and Keo Marsh.
Hi, Carol.
And they have the same last name because they are sisters. Wow. Well, this book, you have to hold it in your hands to fully appreciate it. It is a beautiful book. I don't know. How long did it take you to put this together?
Gosh, a little over 10 years, slowly.
Come in a little closer. Sure. Yeah, 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, kind of working on it slowly and then more aggressively the last probably 3 years.
Okay. Well, that does make sense because you have packed into this lovely, beautiful book. You have professional photography. You have collages. You have delightful stories by yourselves as well as others. Like page 55, one Stephanie Smith. And you have recipes. You have real recipes that people can actually use. So give us a little bit of your history. Tomi, why don't you start? Because you're the, people coming by here and looking at you folks would never believe it. And then they open the pictures in the book and they go, oh, my God, these girls are out on the water. So, Tomi, who are you? What have you been doing with your life?
Oh, let's see. Well, I started in the fishing industry right out of high school because, like all people, you want to make some money for college. And I started up as a cook and a processor.
Where did you grow up?
Bainbridge Island.
Bainbridge Island.
Bainbridge Island.
Okay.
And then after that, I fished on tenders, and then I was commercially fishing, and then I bought my boat in '89, just after the oil spill.
And where did you buy your
boat? I bought her in Brooklyn.
Hey, yes. All right. That's one of the stories in here. There are just outrageous stories. You can open this book anywhere, and if you want to do a recipe, fine. If you don't, look at the photos, and then move on to one of the stories. So, did you end up going to college?
Oh, yes. I still am in college, too. I'm on the 20-year plan or 30-year plan or whatever. Yes. Oh, I'm a student with University of Alaska Fairbanks in the Rural Development Program. So we're trying to do community development in all our little rural communities, make them sustainable, both energy and resource-wise. So it's a great program.
Did you move your entire life to Alaska? Was that the idea?
Yes. Mostly I moved my entire life onto the boat.
Onto the boat.
Yes. So it was our traveling home for a while. But, you know, we had the cat on board. We had everything. And you pretty much was like a giant Winnebago. And we just kind of cruised around through all parts of Alaska.
How big is this?
78. She's 78.
78. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you invited your sister to do what?
Oh, well, my sister came up. She was a really great art student in Seattle. And she was in Vietnam. And she came back up as a starving artist and then started tendering on the boat.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And she stayed with me after that. And
how long did you think you were going to do that?
Just for the summer. And then I was sort of shanghaied into staying for the next 5 years.
Yes. Because I would cry pitifully in the Unicy coffee, you know, the Unicy phone booth saying, come up here. It's horrible. You need to come up here.
So how, and obviously she's totally sea-legged. How about you, Keo?
I was good. I only got seasick twice. And
oh, she's my best crew member ever. I keep wanting to give her the boat. It's like, here, you should be running the boat, too. No, Keo's great. She can run the boat and all the gear, and dock the boat, take the boat away from the dock.
This is all going out to the public as documentation, so in case Keo wants it back up. Now, you're not fishing now, though, is that correct?
I'm not. I actually spent the summer up with Tomi tendering this summer, but for the last 8 years, I've been involved in the graphic arts industry. So I had my own business.
In Seattle.
In Seattle, yes.
So when we open the book to some of these fabulous photos, are some of those yours?
Yep, some of them are mine and Tomi's, and a lot of other women in the book contributed their photos. And I did all of the sort of production work for the book, all the scanning and the imaging and color work.
It's just a beautiful book.
Thank you.
Now, question. What And that's funny. I just realized that on the cover, Nina Plank, who's the author of Real Food, writes, devour this book, and it's true. What was your original premise? Did you want to focus on women in the fishing industry, or is it the food part? Or what?
I think it's community. You know, we really wanted to highlight, you know, how important the communities are to our industry. You know, the fishing community stretches from Oregon, Washington, Alaska, you know, globally. And it's just something that's really part of the communities. And women are a big part of the fishing communities. And so we just wanted to share some of the stories and, you know, and highlight some of the great recipes with all this great food that we have.
Absolutely. And then Laura Cooper is the third author of the book. Is she the one who does the collages?
Yeah, she did all the beautiful collages in the book. And she also contributed a lot of the content and stories. And
so did you this is a wonderful picture of Keo Marsh taking a quick nap between strings, and she's got her head, she's fast asleep on the stove, you know. But did you conceive of the idea of writing the story, the book as is? It's such a rich, rich, delicious book.
We wanted to
book.
Do something different. You know, we wanted to mm-hmm. share the stories along with pictures, because there's just so many great graphics out there, and the recipes. So to me, it's all part of everything rolled into one, and we both felt the same way about it, and so did Laura. So
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to just say, we spent so much of our time on the boat kind of feeding friends, fishermen, communities, and so we just kind of wanted to share some of our recipes and our friends' recipes. And
Do you have a favorite? Is there a particular? Because you know what else you have in here? In addition to recipes, you also have some how-tos, mm-hmm. which people like myself, who are not exactly cooks, really appreciate it. For example, when you're cooking fish, you know, don't wait till it's all dried out. You
know? Number one tip.
Yeah, really. I went, oh, no wonder I've been having such a hard time. And it was such an eye-opener. It's something as simple as that. But I was attracted to it because of this. And are you thinking of doing more, putting together books?
Maybe. We'll sort of see how things go. And I mean, it's really fun. It was really fun coming up with recipes. And it, you know, we always had a good time because we had all this amazing seafood. And then trying to figure out what we're going to make with the rest of our larder, especially on the boat where things can be kind of bare. Yeah.
This is 7 o'clock this evening at the Lucy's Books on 12th Street. And come over and meet Keo and Tomi. And as I say, when you see them, and then you look at the pictures in the book, you'll think they're different people, because they're very sophisticated, attractive, well-dressed women. Hair is nicely coiffed. And then you open the book and go, oh, well, some of these, you know, you look pretty good in some of them too. But and in addition to your rural development work, though, tell me, you still on the boat?
Oh, yes. Yep. I just flew down. We're doing the dive fisheries right now, gooey ducks and sea cucumbers. And so I go back up Sunday and get on the boat and go forth and do that fishery.
Is it an all-year process? Or
oh, yeah. You can fish. Right now it's shrimp, you know, the dive fisheries, whatever's left of long lining. And, yeah.
Do you find that on your boat, do you have mostly family or friends with you? How many?
You know, I'd love to have family all the time. Hint, hint, hint.
Right. You got more sisters?
No, I only have one. You know, sometimes I have returning crew. Sometimes they're different. But it's really great. We have a great crew. And, you know, I just have one person right now. And so we just go forth and do that. And this traditionally is the time of the year when everybody starts catching up on all the meetings. You know, I'm on Alaska Seafood Marketing, one of their committees. And so it's a busy time of year in a different way for most people.
Is there any, you are so comfortable and natural in this world, is there any kind of, I mean, obviously there's a discrepancy in male-female balance. There are many more men in the industry, I believe, but
probably.
Have you had any?
No, you know what, I've never issues? Had any issues. No. You know, I've always been treated with respect, and respect is earned. It's a privilege, you know, if you can do your job and do it well, you're going to gain the respect whether you're a man or a woman.
Right. Well, I want to highly recommend folks stop by at Lucy's tonight at 7. Check out the Fishes and Dishes Cookbook. It's way more than a cookbook. Seafood recipes, salty stories from Alaska's commercial fisherwomen,